Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once again. So in this video, I'm commenting on His Majesty the King's first state visit of his reign, and it was to the Federal Republic of Germany. And he seems to have been very cordially received. And the stated purpose of this visit is to deepen the ties of amity between the United Kingdom and Germany, and more broadly between the UK and the whole European Union. Now, remember, his first state visit was supposed to take place a few days ago to the French Republic, but there are such wild demonstrations in Paris, the French police are unable to contain them. So, unfortunately, President Macron was in the deeply embarrassing position of having to cancel the state visit. I've never heard of that happening before, because the French government is trying to raise the pension age from 62 to 64, and much of the French public have thrown the toys out of the pram, their huge strikes. I remember one. Nicolas Sarkozy tried to do this over 10 years ago. Likewise, the country was paralyzed by strikes. François Hollande, his social successor, reversed that. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent as usual. So King Charles, he flew into Berlin, and it's gone really well. Obviously, he had his motorcade to the city center. Somewhere near Unter den Linden, one of those old German war memorials, the German army, Navy and Air Force, they were in their dress uniform to give him the royal salute, and God Save the King was played, as well as the German national anthem, Das Lied den Deutschen, and so on. And then he went on to address the Bundestag, as in the German parliament, and he spoke in both German and English. So he speaks passable German. He speaks some French as well. Remember, he's quite a bit of German ancestry. So his father, Prince Philip, was born into Greece to a mostly German mother. And the Greek royal family, well, were Danish and German and Russian and all sorts. His late father, Prince Philip, when asked his nationality, said he was European. And I remember Prince Philip seeing an interview in which he was able to speak flawless German. So remember, British monarchs chose German brides into the 20th century. Of course, George V was the last one to marry someone who was overwhelmingly German, marrying May of Teck, or Queen Mary. So the king has really rammed home the point, underlining the historical links between the two countries, and saying he wants to work in close concert with Germany, and the United Kingdom enormously values this friendship and all the rest of it. So notwithstanding Brexit, there are still very warm feelings between them. So the cordiality was mutual, and he was received with a standing ovation. And I suppose there's a subtext there that some people in the European Union have not given up hope, and I suppose they're right not to, that the United Kingdom might one day come back into the fold. Because opinion polls show that 56% of people in the United Kingdom would vote to rejoin the European Union were they given the chance. Amongst people over the age of 30, it's over 60%. Amongst elderly people over the age of 80, is under 40%. But of course, those octogenarians are dying off, and the people who are turning 18, they're more and more leaning towards remain or rejoin, to be more accurate. So that might happen. I think it's not on the cards immediately. A Labour government might try it. I think they wouldn't risk it at first. Rejoin the European single market, that'd be a preliminary step. Dip their toe in the water. How's public opinion going? And so on. But it might also depend on the terms that are offered. But despite that, there's also cooperation on issues like helping the Ukrainians try and fight to defend their democracy from Russia's illegal war of unprovoked aggression. So anyway, there were a few light moments in His Britannic Majesty's address to the Bundestag. He talked about the Lionesses winning in the Euros, Lionesses in the English women's football team, and so on. So he also said that he thanked the German people for commiserating with him upon the decease of his mother, who was called to her award in September last year, and so on. So he's going to spend 3 days in Germany. He is, of course, accompanied by the Queen Consort Camilla, and so it goes on. So, of course, virtually everybody in the Bundestag can understand English, but nevertheless, out of courtesy to his hosts, he chose to speak to them in German half the time. He was received at Bellevue Palace. That is the president of Germany's official residence, formerly royal residence. And there's really no talk of restoring the monarchy in Germany. It's a very low percentage of people want to bring back the House of Hohenzollern, and they live there. And when the guy who would be Kaiser, when he got married, is a real society event, but he's obviously got no official status. They really underscore how vital equality is in their constitution. The constitution does not recognize hereditary titles and so on. You can call yourself the Grand Duke of whatever, the Elector of this or that, but you're just plain Mr. As far as the laws of the land are concerned, and so on. So it's gone very well. And he's he name-checked Kraftwerk, Monty Python. You know, The Life of Brian is deeply popular there. The Beatles, of course, you know, they cut their teeth in Hamburg, really. Talk about Shakespeare. Shakespeare, who was translated by Schlegel in the early 19th century, so much that the Germans often called him Unser Shakespeare. And that's why he was so well known. It's well known in Germany. It's widely appreciated there as in the United Kingdom. I remember reading what Joseph Goebbels said when some actor didn't want to play a villain in some Nazi propaganda film, and Goebbels saying, well, you wouldn't refuse to play Richard III just because he's an unsympathetic character. It's a fantastic theatrical opportunity for you. So these references were universally understood in Deutschland. So what else? I think he's going to go to Weimar. He says, I appreciate the music of Georg Friedrich Handel, who was, of course, a German, but spent most of his adult life in the United Kingdom, and he died in London, just off Hanover Square. You can go into his house, open to the public, and he wrote a lot of these, music for royal occasions, music for fireworks, water music, la réjouissance, and so on. So he noted that the king has visited Germany many times. He first went across when he was 13. So he obviously met the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, and so on. I don't think there were any awkward moments. So that was it. I don't think he's not been accompanied by the Prime Minister. He's met the Mayor of Berlin and so on. He's also been introduced to some Ukrainian refugees. There's a state banquet about to happen. He's been driving around his own Bentley, despite the fact that obviously it's driving, got the steering wheel on the wrong side. So the German president is Frank-Walter Steinmeier. I think he was a CDU politician previously. They're going to an organic farm. Remember, he's got a lively interest in agriculture. So his wife and he were touring some farmer's market in a German square and things like that. So there's some moments of levity, and it's all gone swimmingly. The Queen, she went to some comical opera and so on. So that's all been very splendiferous. Light-hearted moments. It's perhaps notable that the first state visit was not to a Commonwealth realm, of which there are 15 outside the United Kingdom, like the Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea, Barbados, Antigua, Grenada, the Bahamas, Jamaica, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, with Tuvalu. I can't remember which ones I'm forgetting now. All might have gone to the USA. And that hasn't happened. So obviously he only acts on ministerial advice. Perhaps the Prime Minister has clearly urged him to do this. He would have written a speech, or the ministers would have written a speech. They would have shown it to the German government. Is this acceptable to you? Anything you dislike? We can change it. We can reword it, remove that, put something else in. And the President of Germany's official reply will be shown to His Majesty's government to ensure its acceptability. And when they would request, could you remove this? Could you put something else in? Could you change the wording here and there so that there are no diplomatic incidents and it all goes off without a hitch? There'll be an exchange of gifts and so on. These are carefully choreographed moments that are supposedly worth it. I wonder how many millions of taxpayers' money they cost. But that's it. Anyway, thank you so much for watching the channel. Toodle pip.